York County Natural Gas Authority, they're doing a series of safety inspections throughout the year of 2025. So if you are a York County Natural Gas Authority customer, you might have already seen or will soon see a representative from the company stopping by to inspect your pipes. And then some. We have Amanda Gallagher, the Director of Engineering, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings for York County Natural Gas Authority to walk us through what the customer can expect. And good morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yes, as you mentioned, safety inspections have begun. They started about last week, and we are focusing on the town of Fort Mill and also Northern Rock Hill. So every year we do a third of our natural gas system, and that entails we hire a third-party inspecting company that will come onto your property, check your service line, and also check your meter to ensure that everything's properly working. There are no active leaks, no equipment that needs to be changed out. What you'll see is someone that is wearing a safety vest, and they have an ID badge that identifies who they are and who they work for. Completely safe, and we just want to ensure that everything is working properly on your system. And then if there is an issue, we will take care of it.
Do customers need to know anything specific? Is there anything they need to do? Or do you contact them before coming and there's something to do? How does the process work?
So what we have started to do is obviously send out those emails. So we have, if we have a customer's email address, we will notify them via email with what to do, what to expect. Those who do not have an email, we will send a postcard. So we have a postcard that gets delivered to the location that we have on file in our system, and it will just notify you that we will be on your property, and then you don't have to do anything. Only thing that may come up is if you have a gate or a fence, our technicians are instructed to not enter your property. They will knock on your door and just ask for permission to enter your property. If you don't have a fence and your meter is visible, then business as normal. They'll go up, they'll scope out your meter, and then they'll document what they find and then send it back to us.
So these inspections will take place in late February and go throughout the rest of 2025. Roughly how many inspections will you do?
So we have about 76,000 customers. That includes active customers. We do have a batch of non-active customers, which is between 2,000 and 3,000. So, you know, we do a third of our system, right? So we're looking at about like 35,000, I guess, each year, give or take. So yeah, it takes a full year to do those. But yeah.
Amanda Gallagher is the Director of Engineering for York County Natural Gas Authority. They are doing their safety inspections. What would be some of the common issues that your inspectors have or will notice when they do these checks?
Good question. Common issues are very small. I want to stress that a lot of times this is considered more routine maintenance, routine inspections. There's normally nothing significant that requires immediate attention. A lot of times, all of our systems, any issues that may arise would be considered a small fish egg leak. For instance, where our service line connects to your meter, a swivel may need to be tightened, which is basically like a screw. So that may need to be tightened up slightly. That is considered a leak. However, it's not anything hazardous or substantial. Other things that may happen is a piece of equipment may need to be replaced. So your regulator may need to be replaced, or a section of pipe may need to be replaced. And our personnel will come out and do that. So once the technicians note that, then we will send a York County Natural Gas employee out to complete that repair.
And is that repair, does that fall though financially on the homeowner, or do you all take care of that?
We take care of any type of replacement, any type of tightening. We own everything up into the meter. After the meter is the customer's piping ownership. So we will replace anything and fix anything that's on the meter and all the way down to the gas main that's normally at the road.
And this will take place in your residential customers as well as your business customers?
Yes. So every year we are supposed to do, every year we are required to do a business district inspection. So our business districts are, for instance, you know, churches, schools, daycares, Rock Hill, the town of Rock Hill, the town of Fort Mill. That is a federal requirement to do an inspection every year. So every year we are sending a technician to those type of locations to complete an inspection. Now, for your more rural areas, for your subdivisions, those are every 5 years. So, you know, we're not going to come to your house every year. We're going to come once every 5 years to ensure that everything's operating correctly.
So it sounds like the average customer probably won't even know this is happening, and rarely will they encounter the inspector. I mean, it could happen, but for the most part, these are done, I'm sure, during the business day, and you could or could not be home.
Right, yeah. We are 7:30 to 5. That is when our inspector, and that's when our inspectors will be out completing this. Yeah, definitely. We don't want to be a nuisance to any customer. We want to ensure that we're doing things properly and we're properly clothed, so you know that we are part of the utility. So yeah, the customer is not expected to do anything. No need to worry. It just, if we do knock on your door, it'd be great if you open it and give us permission to do the inspection so we don't have to come back.
With that being said, you have a right to come on the property, right? Because those pipes belong to York County Natural Gas.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. For more information on that, if you go to Public Service Commission Article 4, which is natural gas specifications that the state requires. So we do have permission, like you were saying, to go onto your property to inspect our facilities.
Well, and of course, you would rather be proactive. I mean, because if something is wrong, I mean, this could be, you know, this is scary. This is scary stuff to deal with. So you definitely want to be proactive instead of reactive.
Correct. Yes, that's the plan.
In the email that you sent to customers, there's like a section on how the customer can help. And they said, if your meter is blocked and covered by bushes, you know, clear a path to them. So I guess that's a great opportunity. This weekend should be beautiful. So if you're if you're not, will the homeowner know that they've come? Like, do you say everything checked out or again?
No, okay. we won't. You won't know that we come.
No news is good news.
No news. Yes, no news is good news.
So maybe spend this weekend just looking at your meter from York County Natural Gas and just clean up the workspace a little bit so their workers can kind of come in. Once again, Amanda Gallagher is the Director of Engineering for York County Natural Gas Authority. They are beginning inspections of their pipes and of their meters just to make sure everything is working well. Again, the employee that is coming from York County Natural Gas is going to have on a yellow safety vest, an ID badge, a hat, so markings that they are part of the York County Natural Gas Authority. They're also going to use a tool, which kind of looks like a radar gun type thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's got a little trigger on it, and it's it looks like a drill. That's a better, example of it. Looks like a Ryobi drill that you just put the bottom battery to it and go to work. And it is okay, right, if the homeowner just says, hey, can I see your identification?
Of course. We always encourage to ask questions. If you need to know more, you can always call York County Natural Gas customer service line and we'll answer your questions and be to assure you that you are safe and that was our employee there.
Fantastic. Once again, Amanda Gallagher is the Director of Engineering for the York County Natural Gas Authority.